You really know all the flower names, don't you?
What? I mean,
you know all the names of the different flowers. Like, I can never remember, you know.
Did you read that one about the earth is Lord's?
No, I don't
think I read flowers. That's all about flowers.
Yeah.
This is that old house up on the hill. The ruin of Mount Pleasant, that was the name of it. When intervening trees are bare, my window frames a distant hill that holds a ruin, ages old, yet picturesque and charming still. In fancy's flight, I visualize a house of many years away, serene and lovely, ere the siege of time's infallible decay. Long since departed now, they who first inhabited the hill, the stately walls that echoed once with life and laughter now are still. Deserted hallways tremble with the wail of winter's chilling gust. The spacious porch has yielded to the raid of time's accustomed dust. Dark cedar trees that frame the face, withdrawn, majestic, and aloof, would fain caress the living green of moss that cloaks the crumbling roof. Yet ivy chimneys teem with life, as there the wren and sparrow nest, as there the swallows come at dusk to swirl above a lofty crest. The scented box, so redolent of ages gone, is thriving still. In spring, the hill is all abloom with yellow quill and daffodil. Mm. That's the old house up on the hill.
Mm. That's very nice. I really like those very much.
I wrote in the back one of the last poems. It says four verses. Neglect would still be undercried. I think this is right, Goodwin. I sang my thoughts in simple rhymes, but sung in an outmoded key. I said they will remain unread, yet still they have afforded me a game of syllables and sounds for days that would have dragged along, except for some sweet rapture pen within the making of a song. They held a cup that caught the flow of awe and wonderment each day that stemmed from the delightfulness of gifts that nature gives away. They hold sweet sublimation of desires that fickle fate denied. Though thoughts in verses clad remain unread, neglect is undecried. I think that's right, Cousin.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh. Well, these are all about just my surroundings and my children and family. That's. Mm-hmm. But I think it's good to write about just what you know about, you know.
Well, sure, that's the best.
And Mark said, let your buckets down where you. Right. I've always been, you know.
Yeah. That's really the only way to write it.
Yeah. That's the only way it can be vital. Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Huh?
Is that all?
Of the questionnaire? Mm-hmm. No, it's a good bit more. Let's see. Oh, well, we didn't get a name for the man wearing funny looking clothes, but.
Oh,
You can't think of one right offhand, so this. I mean, we don't have to.
I can't think of a thing. What do they used to call those zoot suits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have here suggestions of dutchy or slouchy or tacky.
I just can't think of anything for that.
Anything about a woman wearing funny looking clothes?
Well, I would say she dresses extremely.
Hmm.
Something like that.
How about when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really
dressed up, honey.
Mm-hmm. What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly.
Brain or stop working. I'd say young for age, that's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm.